This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's life sciences sector just got a boost, a $1 million federal grant to build the life science workforce. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Employers report difficulty in hiring people to make sure medical, pharmaceutical, and other life science products are safe and effective. The National Science Foundation made the award to CU Denver, CU Anschutz, and the Colorado Bioscience Institute. The award will dramatically expand a certificate program called Quality Assurance and Regulatory Affairs. The program will offer students stackable credentials, mentorship, and real-world experience. The life sciences sector in Colorado generates more than $52 billion annually. Salaries in the field average $123,000. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Denver, landlords are still struggling to fill up empty office space. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
In downtown Denver, which includes the city's central business district, about 38% of office space is sitting unused, according to CBRE, a real estate services company. The vacancy rate for office space downtown has been climbing steadily for years, ever since people started working remotely during the pandemic in 2020. Demand for office space is rebounding in some major cities like New York and San Francisco, but not in Denver. According to CBRE, older buildings are especially difficult to fill. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Anglers can catch as many fish as they want at a small southeastern Colorado reservoir. That's after Colorado Parks and Wildlife says water levels at Two Buttes Reservoir near Lamar are too low to support the fish population there. So rather than see them die from depleted oxygen levels, the state hopes fishers will harvest as many as possible. This is CPR News and KRCC.